fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news with Dan Dugan,
the other guy from the other side. There's a lot to talk about this week, Bob.
On WGRN 94.1.
The Green Renaissance. We're grinning with the greens here. Grinning through it all. So, I'm going to give you three choices on the charges against Trump. Will it be collusion, money laundering, or the obstruction of justice? So A, B, and C, or D, all the above?
I'm going with, because I think it's the easiest and obvious case to make, obstruction of justice. But it doesn't seem
because
fair,
it's so obvious,
Dan,
yeah.
Dan, right. It doesn't seem fair, because I'm not sure.
It's a witch hunt. I know, it's not fair.
The big guy got it. I'm not sure he understood. You couldn't go to the FBI guy and go, dude,
yeah,
do me a solid.
Are you on
Don't
my side?
Investigate me.
Who'd you vote for?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I mean,
that doesn't violate any
rules.
It's
so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like, hi, yeah, let me make the case for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go coerce the FBI independent agency.
Right. And if that doesn't happen, then we're
going to get them a hooker.
We're going to get the Senate or the House to investigate the FBI for the secret society that people were, you know, carrying on in the anti-Trump FBI. Whoa. Law and order, baby. That's what the Republicans are about, aren't they?
Yeah, but he clearly doesn't
But I'm
understand.
Going with D, all the above.
Yeah, I mean, part of the
wishful
problem,
thinking.
He spent his whole life kind of as the CEO ordering people around and doesn't
and firing
realize
them.
That
right.
In a government you can't do that.
Right. You can't just
There's
order
protocol.
Them around.
And
if they don't
There's
do what you
barriers.
Want, you're fired. Yeah, right. It's unbelievable, but it is coming, so stay tuned. Mueller is still at work, and of course, he's a registered Republican. You know, Ray is a Republican. Comey was a Republican, so I'm still trying to figure out where this conspiracy against him from inside the FBI comes from. But so let me know if you find out. In the meantime, Mr. Trump's overseas. Maybe he'd be better advised to stay away, not return.
Davos.
He's in Davos.
Right, well, the great irony is only in America does the, you know, certain workers, right-wing, born-again Christians, send a billionaire
right.
to meet with the billionaires
yes.
about being fair to the non-billionaires.
Well stated. But when Macron was advising him to go, was it kind of like little big man? No, I want you to go down in that valley. It's like, hey, come on over here. Why don't you share your ideas, right? Wasn't that sort of
no,
what he said?
No, I walk in the valley of the shadow
oh,
of death.
So he's there, and he's going to sell his ideas. And if you don't like him, the Transportation Secretary Chow, I guess, says you just don't have to be here. You can leave.
Well, the big news
Switzerland,
was
she
the African nations were going to walk out. I would suspect all
right.
except...
I mean the S-holes.
There was one state, there was that one African state that was one of the eight that backed him on moving
right.
the capital to Jerusalem.
Yes, right. One of those, yeah, right.
So
it wasn't Rwanda. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, we're
I'm
gonna,
not even
we're
sure it was a legitimate state.
Well, yeah, we're gonna have to look that up.
We'll
but
Google that one.
You know, so not only does he alienate most
Back
of the world.
Back up a couple shows when Bob had them all. Anyway.
Most of the world, right, is mad because of the Jerusalem capital thing.
Right.
And then he has to come up with the S-hole comment.
Oh, sure. And Pence, of course, upped the ante last week while he was in Jerusalem by saying
Did
next
you say
year.
Ante or panties?
Well,
you're going to make Mr. Pence blush. He doesn't
yes,
talk
exactly.
about panties.
That's right. No, he's up in the ante and by saying that within a year, they will have the embassy in Jerusalem. So, And now maybe he's planning on being in charge when this happens. So he can be the guy who gets to bring
maybe that's
bring the holy war that'll assure apocalypse and Armageddon.
And he would like the holy war because he doesn't like to think about
Christians wish on
same-sex people doing it. He can't even figure out what would lesbians do if there's no... Okay.
I don't know, Bob. I don't think we're going to go there, man.
Well, it bothers him. It keeps him away. Right. It's like H.L. Mencken once said Togo.
Togo.
How can you discredit Togo?
Yes.
The powerful Togo.
A Togo party. Togo. Oh, boy.
That's why he's going to Davos.
Yes.
Togo party.
So where are we now?
Oh, well, H.L. Mencken once said the definition of a Puritan.
The curmudgeon.
Was, somebody... a Puritan is somebody who can't sleep at night at the thought that somebody might be out there somewhere having pleasure.
Absolutely.
And that's Mike Pence.
That's it. You got it. Yeah. Our next president, maybe. Or could it be Ryan if Pence goes down with Trump? Who knows?
God.
Meanwhile, I just wanted to mention Mnuchin just because I like saying his name. But apparently he's told people in Davos that it's a good thing that the American dollar, the U.S. dollar, is hitting a low point, that it's weak. We want a weak dollar, so now, figure that
cause
one out.
Investment in the U.S.
I think I heard that's the first time that a Treasury Secretary said that.
It'll make it very expensive to travel abroad.
Yeah, right. Stay home.
Stay home.
There's no reason to leave.
Be a real American.
Yeah, why would anybody leave the United States at any time?
The foreigners...
They went to Davos or something, or Jerusalem.
If the U.S. dollar's weak, then you got all these foreigners coming here to see the country.
Ah.
I'm talking foreigners, some of them on,
tourist
visas.
Maybe foreigners from Norway.
What if they overstayed a day?
Could get some Norwegians up in here, you know?
Norwegian.
There you go.
Or get some Norwegian wood over here.
Oh, boy. In the meantime, the budget battle continued. And, of course, there was a partial shutdown, which, I don't think it played as well as the Stormy Daniels story with Trump's payments. But the partial shutdown, it's the first time that a party that controlled the big three, the Senate, the House, and the presidency, had a partial shutdown. So that happened. But, of course, it was the Democrats' fault. And then to the left, the Democrats sold us out on the DACA plan. But, but apparently there's going to be a vote on DACA. And
that was the deal.
But it also seems to be coming down to a budget fight between DACA versus the wall. So
Trump's linking the
Democrats.
I'll be
updated
humane
DACA
and not throw people out that have grown up most of their lives here,
right,
and know no other culture. If you build me a nice spiffy wall,
right, absolutely. And I still think Roger Waters should play there and play the wall and dedicate.
How do you envision this? What side's he playing on?
He's got to be in America, right? Right. I mean, after all, Pink Floyd's one of the great American bands. Well, they were in England before, but they became Americans.
They did?
Because we love them, so therefore they're American. Guys, follow this, please.
As I like to say.
I'm trying to put this plan together right now.
Adam Hart.
Of course they're English. I know that. But maybe you could get him to play at the wall. But seriously, he's serious about the wall, and he's going to take it down to the final hour if he has to get his wall. So that's the budget fight as we see it. But DACA will come to a vote, right?
And meanwhile,
wasn't that the promise?
It was. But
for
meanwhile,
Chuck,
we have
didn't
the
Chuck
most
get
longest
the
unguarded border in the world up in Canada.
Yeah, well.
So he's made this promise.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could get the Canadians to pay for the wall. their side. Maybe they'd pay for the Mexican wall.
Well, when they come illegally,
all the money they made from NAFTA.
When they come over illegally, as one of our largest illegal groups, into Buffalo, into Detroit, they are stopped and grilled.
Yes.
Mainly asked,
vociferously,
do you have any Mexicans in the car? Canadians are tricky,
workers,
right?
Yeah.
Unless you lure them into saying schedule,
yes,
or laboratory,
or spelling color,
or A. Yeah, you know. I mean, once in a while, I catch them in the bathroom at Columbus State, and they're talking about curling.
You catch Canadians in the bathroom?
Well, they're talking about curling.
What are you looking for there that you're catching? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm a proud-fearing Trumpite, so I'm looking for illegal.
Hanging around Mets bathrooms.
I'm looking for illegal Mexicans. But every now and then.
Curling.
Wow.
Well,
they're talking about stones, so I figured it must be curling.
That's great. Yeah, okay. All right.
And then I heard another large illegal immigrant group, Irish people from Ireland,
who
let them in just because we want authentic Irish bars.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. That makes perfect sense.
They're putting a lot of German Americans out of work.
So speaking of being out of work. One last Trump thing. It won't be the last. We'll have to mention him one more time before the show's over. But, you know, he initiated this tariff on the Chinese, right? Chinese imported goods like solar panels, which will adversely affect our solar panel industry here in building clean energy, which here we go, you know.
But what about the rooftop solar from Germany? In Germany, instead of building nuclear plants, energy companies were required to put solar panels on the roof and buy back the energy. And behold, they've now put enough solar panels in Germany. If you go to the airports, they're covered with solar panels.
Sure. Right.
And what happens then?
So we get them from Germany instead of China, is what you're saying, right?
Well, China stuff is probably reversed engineered American technology. I mean, we had all this technology first, and proudly we kept it off the market so we could frack, and Donald Trump and the Koch brothers could get into oil and gas. Why not go with the dirty, filthy, real deep, radioactive, radium-226, 228, carcinogenic sludge stuff?
Yeah.
Instead of the clean renewable.
Right. Yeah. Well.
And John Kasich, of course.
The right people have to make the money. We all know that.
Right. Exactly. Not about the technology.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime.
And more power to the Chinese. Bless them. I hope they make more and more solar panels and they help save the world from Donald Trump and the fractivists.
Those fractivists, or Dennis Kucinich, who's a fractivist.
He had a press conference there.
Rally? And
said he was going to clean up the state. It makes sense. I mean, Ohio will...
They fracking
will
free Ohio is what he's talking
frack
about?
Frack free. He's, you know, what Dennis is saying is no fracking way.
No fracking way. Really?
Yeah.
So, and I've heard an end to all gas and oil drilling in Ohio? Is this
an
this
end to all gas and oil?
Mr. Kucinich is proposing? Or?
It's poisonous.
That's not going to be popular with some people, but, you know.
Particularly if you're an oil and gas driller.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right.
But why not wind power? Why not solar power? Why
sounds
not
great
the
to
new
me.
Mass industry in Ohio?
I would love to get rid of the old beaten down ride that I'm getting around in. That's continuing to burn fossil fuels, but
many people,
mass transportation ain't what it's supposed to be.
I
can tell you that from personal experience. So, would you like to speak a little bit more about Mr. Kucinich and his rally and what?
Well,
what he might have pointed
I didn't go
out.
There. All I know is from Carolyn Harding, well-known fractivist. But the question in Ohio, whoever becomes the governor, is you've got to get rid of the approach that there's no home rule. Kucinich, I've heard him spoke at this. He's spoken on this issue at a press conference, and he argues that if a county doesn't want oil and gas drilling or a city under home rule, they should have the power to regulate what type of environment that you had. And historically, that's how it was in Ohio.
Yeah.
Cities had home rules. Counties could do their own regulation.
Right.
And now, in the state of Ohio, they've given corporation a property right. They have a right to get a license.
Sure.
They have a right to frack.
Right. And you can come in sideways if you like. But we're right here.
M94.1, the other side of the news. the Green Renaissance, and Dan Dugan is in the studio.
Sitting right
with
here
me.
With you. Yeah, right here on this Pinko radio station. Community radio, folks.
Green
94.1,
and
I'm sure you can get it on computers and other places. And the transmitter's new, so listen up. Anyway.
Yeah, I got it the other day coming back from Detroit. I was just outside Franklin County in Delaware
there you
County.
Go. All right.
And I picked up the signal.
All the way up there. So we hope you're listening. So back to the Kucinich thing. So he's also, or the rally, or the press conference, or both. He's also saying the Ohio Highway Patrol will be stopping trucks that have fracking waste on them. I mean,
yes,
this is pretty radical stuff. I'm not disagreeing with it. I'm just, you know,
well, if you're
wondering how you
poison from West Virginia, yeah, Pennsylvania and West Virginia, you know, won't allow this stuff to be dumped into their water table.
Right, right.
So bring it to the hellhole of it all.
Hey.
Ohio, particularly rural Ohio.
Right.
You may recall not that long ago in Youngstown.
Right.
Which occasionally has a reputation of some guys, you know, perhaps being mobbed up.
Shaky.
But one of the guys had a good contract, and he would take the fracking water and go over to the sewer.
and just drop it in the sewer.
Just pump it into the sewer.
You know, that's the American way. He's, you know, he's taking care of business.
You don't need no regulations.
Keeping it out of
no
sight.
No regulations.
Yeah.
Government was off his
right.
back. He would
exactly.
just, none of this EPA.
It worked really well for Houston, Texas, and what happened in the storm.
Well, yeah. They,
by the way, back, you know, jumping.
Them levees.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Drove their Chevy too, then they
you
realized.
Don't have all those regulations to hold you back in Texas. So. Like you do in states like Ohio, although apparently not a whole lot on the fracking industry. But this is one of Kucinich's main points, and more power to Dennis, you know, absolutely. So way to go, Denny. Continue to be the menace. Speaking of menaces, your Cavaliers aren't looking so good. Oh, they're not yours, are they?
That's right. I'm.
Yes.
Sadly, I'm a Pistons
fan. The Buckeyes
but I
like are
LeBron,
doing well.
LeBron
so.
James, and I root for
sports
the
there,
Cavalier.
Folks.
But they're this close to becoming the cadavers again.
They're
remember
a little old.
They were known
a long
as
the
Cleveland cadavers.
Yes, I do. I do remember it well. Absolutely. So, in additional issues that we might discuss, it's anniversary of Roe versus Wade. There was a Ohio Senate has joined 7 totalitarian regimes in making a ban after 20 weeks for abortion rights.
U.S. Senate.
The U.S. Senate. Oh, yes, the U.S.
Although
Senate.
The Ohio Senate has passed many, many laws
it's
limiting
harder,
women's
right.
choices.
Mm-hmm. But the 20-week ban, it's, you know, these setbacks are amazing how this continues to happen, but you got to believe, right? You got to believe that people are going to continue to exercise their choice.
And there's a variety of ways, some of it even illegal. I mean, there's so-called pills that would terminate pregnancies. So you wonder to what extent can they really legislate this? Because, I mean, going back to the classic critique, you know, the Republicans, particularly the ultra-conservatives and alt-right, that notion that government is there to protect the unborn, but in their notion, it actually begins on conception and ends at birth, right? They're willing to gut all the social programs. And
right.
also, the only
Absolutely.
Place they're willing to
they're
spend any money
protect
is
the
when the kid turns 18 and you can put them in prison.
Right.
Not daycare money.
No.
Not health care.
No.
Yeah, I mean, there's a famous, if you watch the internet, right, you'll see this famous kind of chart going around is people in, you know, Norway, Trump's favorite place.
Good old Norway, yeah.
For immigrants, yeah. Who go bankrupt every year because of medical care zero, Netherlands zero. So you go to all these countries in Western Europe, not a single person in a given year goes bankrupt because they're sick. But in the U.S., more than 4 million people. 4 million people every year file bankruptcy because they got sick and couldn't make the co-payments. Couldn't work. Really, it's the cost.
Right.
I mean, it's hard, you know, co-payments. Mm-hmm. But they're thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right, right. Well, this is the way we work it here in the capitalist land, right? So.
Well, yeah, the insurance companies got to get their share of the big pharmaceuticals who brought us the opioid epidemic.
Which, by the way, hasn't gotten much help from the federal government, and speaking of the budget again.
Well, it has. There would be no opium epidemic. They've helped a lot.
Oh, I see.
They allowed.
I see where you went with that. The Trump administration said they were going to.
Lucky Luciano. This
was
one,
he had his wall, but he also was going to fight opiate addiction. And so.
Well, the federal government has really facilitated the transshipment of opiums, right? It was they let Lucky Luciano out of jail to help with the invasion of Italy.
Yeah, that's quite a tradition, yes.
Yeah, and then the Corsican Brotherhood,
of course, which helped destroy the Cold War
in France. But then it would be easier to control if you treated it like a medical problem. I mean, the huge, huge profit in it is because it's illegal,
which really
causes a naturally occurring item like cocoa leaves or poppies or a weed to become worth a lot of money. Because you're cracking down on it.
Yeah, right. Well, ain't that business as well? You know, that weird road between that weird path that takes religion and business and shakes it up and shines a light on the money in the banks of God and America. There you go.
There you go.
In the meantime, we wanted to call people's attention to a fundraiser for the legal fees of Edith Espinal, and it will be a fundraiser this Friday, tonight, from 7 o'clock to 9 p.m., 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And where is that, Mr. Dugan?
This is at the Mennonite Church, which I've been there. I know where it is, but I can't. Do you know the address, by the way, Bob? 35 Oakland Park, of course. And most of the people that would listen to this have probably been there. It's a great place.
But will there be Mennonites there?
So Edith has been, maybe. If you bring a Mennonite, you get in free. Otherwise, it's $7 to help Edith's legal counsel.
Do I get a discount if
I bring her legal counsel?
An old order Amish?
So she has been in sanctuary here since October 2nd, which, you know, It's a great thing that these folks are doing. I mean, to me, this is where you put, you know, real religious or faith to work, you know, helping people like her. And you guys can, too, by going out tonight and supporting this.
That many Trump supporters on the alt-right have, that Jesus would be patrolling the border and kicking out.
Right. What kind of wall would Jesus build, of course, is what we're asking.
Key philosophical question.
Yes, and can Jesus build a wall that's too high for him to scale, right?
No wall is too high for Jesus to scale.
That's right, yes.
Here's the problem.
Even Jesus, God couldn't build a wall too high for Jesus to scale.
Giving bread and fish.
From the top of the wall.
Yes.
Yes.
Like the Sermon on the Mount.
Yes. Yeah, it's an amazing world we live in, but I'm glad to still be around. But again, y'all can do some good at the Mennonite Church for Edith.
Actually, you brought
give her some of your love.
Tom, our friend, ukulele man.
Tom Harker,
did he not do it? It was a Crazy Old World?
I think he did do a song called Crazy Old World. It sure is. That's what I know. I don't know much else. That's for sure.
But the fact that you don't know anything,
anything else
could be good because Donald Trump knows everything.
That's true. He knows more about everyone.
Well, because he is a stable genius, unlike
he knows more
yourself,
about
an
everyone and everything
genius,
than anybody.
And myself, a
I'm
semi-stable.
Out in the stable. That's where
Jesus.
I'm at. Staying in, yes.
This is a carriage house we're broadcasting out of.
That's true, speaking of stables.
But Donald Trump is a stable genius.
A stable genius. I like how you state that with such conviction.
And he's one. the least racist stable geniuses you'll ever meet.
The least. The complete least. Least, I believe, when it comes to that guy.
I mean, if you
But not his weight. 239 pounds? Come on.
The Stephen
really?
Hawkins.
I weighed almost 239 pounds not that long ago.
If you compared him to Stephen
and
Hawkins.
I ain't nowhere near that big.
Or Einstein in his prime.
Yes.
He's stabler.
He's stabler than, well, some could argue that Hawkins isn't exactly stable. I'm not saying myself that I would argue that, but, you know. But Trump, yeah, he's quite healthy. He's stable. He's our leader overseas. He's going to make the entire world greater than it's ever been before, I think.
Well,
right?
You know, because people love him more than any president in history.
I've noticed that, which
he has the highest IQ.
That makes it hard to explain, except, of course, for fake news, the fact that the polls say differently. And once again, he's trending lower than anyone.
Polls on fake news.
Yes, and the fake news. This is not fake news here, though.
Fake FBI agents.
Well, that's because they have a secret society.
Who knows?
They're in league with the Clintons, I'm sure.
Who knows what they do in those secret societies?
Well, apparently they talk about how to screw Donald Trump. And
well, they got their own handshake, no doubt.
I'd like the Masons do, right?
Well, I think the secret society.
Have we really talked about the Masons yet, Bob? Maybe we should do an entire show about the Masons and get down to the bottom of it all, right?
The Shriners, the Masons.
It's like my mother-in-law said, I should say ex-mother-in-law, but Barbara Zellinger Sweeney once pointed out that she didn't think old Earl and Joe over there at the Buckeye Lake, Millersport, where her father grew up, over there in the family home over there by Buckeye Lake, she didn't think old Earl and Joe were out to control the world. But apparently, those Masons, we have to keep an eye on them. By the way, is Trump a Mason? Do we know about this? Did anybody give us that information? I guess we could Google that as well.
He's a builder.
He's not much of a joiner, though, is he?
But is he a builder?
He is a builder, so he's kind of a Mason in that way.
Or does he just hang out in the Bohemian Grove and do...
Mm. Has he ever been to Epstein Island? I'd kind of like to know that.
Well, he supposedly was set up by Epstein.
He was set up.
The woman who filed the rape charges, the 12, 13-year-old girl, actually said she was set up by Jeff Epstein. That was in the pleading, the one who accused Trump of sexual assault.
Right. Uh-huh.
And there was a tie there to Epstein Island. And Epstein used to own the second most valuable home in Franklin County, out in New Albany.
Near his friend Les Wexner.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
But they'll say, well, what about the Democrats? Bill Clinton was on the Lolita Express.
And is that the
Kevin
one that...
Kevin Spacey.
And that... Oh, wait. Hold
yes.
on. The Lolita Express with
That's
Kevin
Spacey.
That's
what it was known as. Jeff Epstein's airplane was known as...
The Lolita Express. And Kevin Spacey and Bill Clinton were both on
both
it.
Both on it. Yes. They went to Africa on it.
They did.
I don't know what else they did. I never...
Where did they go in... Where's to go in Africa anyway? I mean, there's nothing but a bunch of... holes, which of course we know there are not, folks. But this is the kind of world we are in right now, where there's a dialogue being set, and
right, and we're on the other side of it.
That's right, we are on the other side
so
of it, aren't we?
Stand
Gosh,
up.
I can sleep easily at night
for your rights,
mm-hmm.
And that just about wraps it up here on the WGRN. Other side of the news. WGRN,
yes, 94.1. It's good to be here.
The Green
Thanks,
Renaissance.
Mm-hmm. Keep grinning for green.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.